is a presentation.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good morning, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning in to the Refresh Radio broadcast. My name is Bob Arthurs, and it is our privilege to come and bring the Word of God to you on a daily basis. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God, and we would love for you to come and visit one of our services. We have a unique service opportunity. At least I don't know too many churches in the area that have a Wednesday service at 11 a.m. where we do a Bible study, pray, and share the Word, and then we get wind on our sails, and then many of those people are back again Wednesday night serving our kids in our community. It is not about everything that I can consume. It is about God equipping me in order for me to minister in the calling that He has for me, and doing that in an anointed and full manner, that we minister out of the abundance that God has poured into us. And so that's why we have a Wednesday service. It is specifically designed for our adult population. And we have it at that point in time. We do not have tremendous square footage of facilities available. And so we have to make the most out. So we have to look for creative solutions is what we have to do. And, you know, ideally, if everything was functioning right, we would have children's ministry functioning at the same time as adult ministry. But our facilities don't allow that. So we have a unique opportunity Wednesdays at 11. Kids ministry starts at 6 with a free meal. And then 6:30, the classes start, and they get done at 7:45. So if we can be a blessing to you either on Wednesdays or Sunday morning, Sunday school starts at 9:30. Worship starts at 10:30, and this coming week we have the Cashmans that are with us. They are going to be ministering to us in music, going to be leading our worship, and then he is going to be sharing the Word as well. These are people who've been worship leaders. They were worship leaders over at Winter Park Calvary Assembly on I-4 there, just on the east side of I-4, the big glass church. That's where they served as worship pastors, and now they're recording artists. That's what they felt called to do. And so they are going to be with us and minister this coming Sunday morning. Now, this Sunday night, we do not have Sunday night service at 6:30. We normally do. We don't this week. Two reasons. One, it's a fifth Sunday. Second, it's a holiday weekend. And so we give our saints an opportunity to catch their breath. We're getting ready for our summer sprint of children's ministry, and so we are just enjoying the holidays a little bit with our family, but we'd love to have you come and be a part of one of our services. We do want to say thank you to Jits Concrete, 536-5804, 536-5804. They did some work around our facility last year, almost this time of the year. It was in June when that happened, so it's about 11 months ago. And that has positioned us to be able to do some other things because of the work that they did. If they can be a blessing to you, they specialize in block work or concrete work, whatever you might have need of, give them a call, 536-5804. That number should connect you with Greg. Tell him you heard about them on the Refresh Radio broadcast, and he can connect with you, find out an appropriate time to come, look at your project, and give you an estimate. So give him a call, 536-5804. Today we want to take you back into the book of Isaiah. I want to say thank you to everyone who's called in encouraging phone messages or sent text messages, emails that have been saying what a blessing this study in Isaiah has been. That is encouraging to us that the Word of God is going forth and striking its mark. Let's begin reading out of Isaiah chapter 8, verse number 19 today. It says, and when they say to you, seek those who are mediums and wizards who whisper and mutter, should not a people seek their God? Should they seek the dead on behalf of the living to the law and to the testimony? If they do not speak according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. They will pass through it hard pressed and hungry, and it shall happen when they are hungry that they will be enraged and curse their king and their God and look upward. Then they will look to the earth and see trouble and darkness, gloom and anguish, and they will be driven into darkness. A lot to be said in these little verses here. First of all, it says, and when they say to you. So the first thing that I want to ask you today is, who are they? Who are they in your life? I'm not talking about who are the they that are mentioned in this passage. I want to ask you, who are the they that you allow to speak into your life? Because they speak as an authority, but I want to ask you, are they truly an authority? Do they really have the expertise? Who are the they that you listen to? And so you've got to ask yourself, do I really want to listen to people who are telling me to listen to what it says, seek mediums and wizards who whisper and mutter? And we see so much right now. I saw a headline here a couple of weeks ago of, might not have been quite that long, but it'd been almost a couple of weeks ago, where they had shut down a very lucrative psychic operation, a fake psychic operation. And so the reason that people get into that is because it is very lucrative. I want you to understand that I did not get into the ministry to get rich. I can demonstrate that after 30 years, I still am not rich. I am blessed, but I am not rich. And I would challenge you to find many other callings or vocations that people will go into as a volunteer. They will go and they will do that job. They will do it for little or no income. They will answer the call of God in spite of the difficulties that it might mean for their finances and the hardships upon their spouses and their kids. I challenge you to find that, where people are willing to pay their dues to such an extent, not guaranteed that they are ever going to reap a tremendous amount. Now, I am very confident that we will see the goodness of God in the land of the living. I'm not saying that at all. I believe in seeing the goodness of God. I've seen the goodness of God, but I'm not in this to enlarge my bank account. I'm in this to enlarge the kingdom of God. I'm here because God called me to do this. And so I minister just like I did when I ministered for free. Where I answered the call to come to Merit Assembly of God as the pastor, and there was no compensation. I answered the call to be a youth pastor when there was very little compensation. I was an associate pastor with a wife and a son, and very, very limited financial compensation. I didn't do it because I had to. I did it because God had called me to, and God is faithful. And so the they that speak into my life, I want to ask for credentials. Now, I carry around in my wallet an ordination card from the Assemblies of God. So I've had people that come in and they have identified themselves with their office. And one of the things that I ask them is, okay, where did you receive this? Is this a self-appointed title, or is it something that other faithful men and women have decreed upon you? Because I can call myself whatever. I can call myself president, but I'm not the president of the United. I can call myself a lot of things, but there needs to be some level of authority and credentialing behind that for it to have any substance to it. So it says, when they say to you, so I want you just to begin to look back and say, who's behind the them? And in this case, these people are uttering messages that are in violation to the mandate that God had given to them before they entered the promised land. They were told that if anybody started talking like this, to cut them off. To cut them off. Don't discuss this. This is not to be found anywhere in Israel. This is what they say. Seek those who are mediums and wizards who whisper and mutter. And so I'm not into witchcraft. I'm not into psychics. I'm not into I'm into a relationship with God. I'm in a relationship with his word so that when he speaks in alignment with his word. I've had people who tried to convince me that these psychics and witches and things like that, that they were in line with God's word. And I was like, you cannot do that kind of gymnastics. You don't have the ability to do that kind of mental and intellectual and spiritual calisthenics or contortions to be able to make those two fit. Instead, when you start hearing of a society where people are being instructed with unclear communication to seek divination or mediums or wizards or witches, if they're encouraging you to seek psychics the way that King Saul did in the Old Testament with the witch at Endor, whenever you are told to start seeking those things, here's what Isaiah said. Should not a people seek their God? And so right now there is a tremendous emphasis. We are told that it is okay to be a person of that worships this idol and to worship that idol and to worship this other false religion. It's okay if you believe in witches and warlocks and New Age this and all of that. It's okay to do that. But the one thing that is not authorized to be permitted in America right now, or it is frowned upon and marginalized, is for people who believe the word of God and seek his face. Now, I take you back to 2 Chronicles 7:14 because it says, if my people will humble themselves and seek my face. There are some that would say it doesn't really matter what you're seeking as long as you are sincere in seeking it. And that is a bunch of baloney. I don't care how thin you slice it, it's still baloney. Because it does matter what you seek. It does matter. Now, we need to be seeking God. We need to be sincerely seeking God. But seeking God is we do so knowing that he is the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father but by him. What do you do when your world comes under assault? Do you start looking to other people for the answers? Other gods for the answers? There was a time, I believe it was Jeremiah, where people said, look, when we were worshiping our idols, none of this hardship was coming upon us. And so we need to return back to worshiping those idols. They missed the point entirely that because of what they had done, they saw the ramifications that they got what they sought after. And so Jeremiah comes along and says, you need to see God. And they said, look, our husbands knew we were doing this. And God is not the author of confusion. He is the author of clarity and order and truth. So we need to be seeking him. It says, should not a people seek their God? Should they seek the dead on behalf of the living? Jesus said, that God is not the God of the dead. He is the God of the living. He is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He's not the God of the dead. He's the God of the living. And he started really shaking up the religious establishment at that time because people were looking at them as historical figures, not realizing that they were alive in the presence of God. God is not the I was God. He is the I am. He is the I am. Should they seek the dead on behalf of the living? And so we need to recognize that God is alive. You know, the movie came out here not too long ago, God's Not Dead 2, number 2. That was a sequel to God's Not Dead. And we need to realize he is very much alive. There's an old saying that went something like this. I know that God's not dead. I spoke to him this morning. Dead and alive operate completely differently. And so Jesus said in Revelation, I am he who was dead and am now alive. He's alive forevermore. Should they seek the dead on behalf of the living? And here's what verse number 20 says, to the law and to the testimony. If they do not speak according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. So he points the nation of Judah back to the word of God. You will find that getting back to the basics can be one of the most refreshing things that you've ever done. If your marriage right now feels very dry, I want to encourage you, get back to the basics. Get back to the basics. Guys, let me talk to you. You know how you didn't win your wife? You didn't win your wife's heart by demeaning her, by insulting her, by bullying her. You didn't get by assaulting her, any of that sort of stuff. You won her heart because you treated her well. You won her heart by showing her courtesy and respect, honoring her. The way that you keep a relationship fresh is the same way that newness of life started in that relationship to begin with, and it is on a level of respect and honor and love, and you don't change that. And so if you're feeling like your relationships are a little strained right now, get back to the basics. Defer to one another. Respect them. Put on your best appearance. Don't say, you know what? There's an old joke. I'll tell you that. And there was a person that their old country couple, and they had fallen on some hard times, and the husband said, you know, your birthday's coming up. What do you want for your birthday? And she says, I want to go to marriage counseling. And so they go to marriage counseling, and they get in there, and she starts talking, and she said he never tells me that he loves me anymore. And the doctor looked over and said, well, what do you have to say to that? And he said, I told her that I loved her on the day that I married her, and if it ever changes, I'll let her know. And believe it or not, I've known people that was their philosophy in life. I want you to know, people's memories aren't that good. You need to remind them. Husbands, you need to remind your wife regularly. Wife, you need to remind your husband regularly how much you love them. And here's the thing, when you start returning to the basics that cause that relationship to grow in the first place, you are going to find that you didn't fall out of anything in the first place. You just neglected it. Wow. that's kind of something I didn't plan on saying. Love is not something that you fall in and you fall out of. It is not just an emotion. It is a choice that we make. It is a commitment that we make. And we need to be people who say, you know what? Whatever it was that started that, I want to keep that fresh. And so here a couple of weeks ago, we had a surprise party for my wife. And, you know, I just loved doing that. And it was a lot of work. I mean, by the time that weekend was done, we were both so tired and said, man, we don't need any more celebrations for a while. But about a week after that, we were sound asleep, and she did something in her sleep, and she didn't know, you know, that she was doing it in actuality. And so it woke me up, and I asked her about it, and she said, well, you know, in my dream, there was this person that was getting up to speak, and no one was clapping for them. And so I just felt like that they needed to be, that they needed to be clapped for. And so I started, and so in her sleep, she is honoring this person that is coming to speak, and she's actually clapping. And I said, this is what I told her. I said, you know, you're even a good woman in your sleep. You're even a good woman in your dreams. You see, guys, I married a wonderful, wonderful lady. It talks about a Proverbs 31 woman that her husband and her children will rise up and call her blessed, and mine do. They did on that day. But I can also tell you this, that there are other people who've risen up and said, you know what, you are a blessed woman and you are a blessing. And so get back to the basics. I was told that Vince Lombardi every year, even though they won championships in bunches while he was with Green Bay, I forget that they won the first two Super Bowls. And before that, they had won several NFL championships before the Super Bowl. But every year at training camp, he would say, gentlemen, this is a football. Get back to basics. Every year in spring training, it is back to basics for baseball players. What about our relationships? We need to get back to the Word of God. Wouldn't it be awesome if what was being preached from our pulpits was back to the Word, back to the law, back to the testimony of God, back to the things that are settled forever in heaven and on earth? A lot of people want to try and intellectualize themselves away from the Word of God, and what they are trying to do is rationalize away the responsibility for obedience that God mandates for us. Listen, God's always calling us to a higher standard. He's never doing away with the standard. The standard of holiness, be ye holy even as I am holy, saith the Lord, that is still in effect in the New Testament. It's not gone away. So you don't get to go live like the devil and still get to live with Jesus. It doesn't correlate. It's in contradiction with one another. That's the word. It's a contradictory lifestyle. God wants you and I to be holy. He says, to the law and to the testimony, if they do not speak according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. Okay? So listen to the voices that you hear, the voices that you hear coming over the radio, the voices that you hear over your television, the voices that speak authoritatively in our government, the voices that speak on the job site, listen to them. And then do what the scripture says, make a discernment. You've got to discern what spirit is behind that. Let me ask you, do you think it's the Holy Spirit that was telling people, consult spiritists and mediums, consult psychics and wizards and witches? Do you think that was the Holy Spirit? No. But there are some people who allow that to be part of their lives while claiming to be Christians because they do not know the Word of God. The devil, one of the devil's greatest tools is keeping Christians biblically illiterate, where they don't know what the Word of God says. Because they're ignorant of the Word of God, I'm not calling you ignorant, I'm saying if the devil can keep us ignorant of what God has said, then he will prevent us from living up to what God wants us to live. And so pay attention to the voices and then make a judgment and say, is what they are saying line up with the Word of God? There are so many voices right now that are talking, and yet so few of them line up with the Word of God. Our superintendent, he says, listen, I appreciate the principles of leadership. He said, I really do. I believe that the church should have the greatest leaders on the planet. He said, but I want to hear the Word of God when I go to church. I want to encounter the living Word of God. And so you need to analyze, and when people are speaking, Are they speaking from personal opinion, or are they speaking from the authority of God's word? Because everybody has an opinion. Some of them may actually even be right. Most of them are actually going to be wrong. Most people want to try and align their argument with their opinion instead of allowing their belief system to originate from the Word of God. Here's my view on my theology. Now, I am not a theologian. I want you to know that. I'm not a person who just sits around all day and parses the microscopic spiritual hairs of all sorts of different theological beliefs. I do know theology. I understand theology, but I'm called to be a pastor. Now, I want to preach theologically correct. That's what I want to do. I want to do that. But I want to preach what lines up with the Word of God. And so if my theology does not line up with the Word of God, my theology's got to change, not the Word of God. Right now, there is such an assault on the Word that the people are saying, we got to change the Word in order to fit our theology. We've got to change the Word to fit our culture. We've got to change the Word to fit our social environment. And listen, God's already said it. The Word does not change. God does not change. His standard does not change. We need to make does what they say line up with the Word of God? And he tells us here, he says, if it doesn't, it is because there is no light in them. Now, let me put that to you. If what people are speaking into your life as authority and guidance, if it doesn't line up with the Word of God, it is coming from a place of darkness, not from the light of God. And it goes on. And at the very end of the chapter says, these people will be driven into darkness. If I can just, in closing today, talk about verses 21 and 22. It talks about people who, as a result of seeking the wrong God, they end up in a place of hunger, in a place, a hard place, a place of deprivation. And it says, as a result, they become enraged with their king and their God. They curse their king and the God. And they look to heaven for a solution. They look to the earth for the solution. And the result is they just end up in greater darkness. Can I just invite you to join me and let's seek God. No matter what anybody else tells you to do, don't look to other sources. Look to God. He is the author of order and life. God bless you. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.